will you get the results B, if they're safe and healthy?
I went into the closet, grabbed a firearm. I see that. When I was a young girl, I was foolish. I was, you know, I like dope boys and like do those things.
Okay.
And I wind up going to prison.
Okay.
And I was looking at 45 years for my crime.
We see their results. Big booty, little ways. Hey guys, welcome back to the Accountability On Demand podcast. It's your host, LaShawna West, and I'm here with a special guest. Introduce yourself for the people.
Hello, I am Kayla. I am the owner of ATL Body Works here in the great city of Atlanta.
Awesome. And what exactly do you do at ATL Body Works?
I'm a muscle mechanic. No, I am I am a licensed massage therapist. I do mototherapia, what some people call wood therapy. Huh. I also do several therapeutic massages, and I do body contouring.
Oh, I love it. So tell me, what made you get in the realm of wood therapy and body contouring? Because personally, this is something that I just learned about. I didn't know about it 5-10 years ago, and I see it kind of just trending, if you may. What made you get into it?
For me, any work that I do, I like to pay homage to where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted something more holistic.
Yep.
We're in an Instamatic society.
Ooh, hold up. Pause. She said Instamatic. Sis, what you mean by that?
We want it now and immediately. So I did my research. Mm-hmm. And these are a lot of the tools that Cleopatra used, a lot of the beauty treatments that I like to. So I'm like, well, what did they use thousands of years ago? So it started with Pure Sculpt Ice Body Contouring with the clay.
Gotcha.
I went out to Utah and had that done, and it worked immediately. Like, I actually saw results. So that let me know, well, if I continue with this, we might see some progress.
Yeah.
And then I started watching a Latina woman on YouTube, and I didn't know what she was saying, but I kept watching her with these tools. So, you know, we went through this dialogue back and forth. Mm-hmm. And finally, I was like, does anybody speak English? Because she wasn't speaking English. And
yeah.
I didn't know what she was saying, but I'm like, oh, she's cold with this. Long story short, I flew to New York when she came in. And I'm now one of her instructors.
Oh, that's so dope.
For her type of therapy.
Okay.
It's proven. Eventually, I'll have my own program. But I'm a firm believer that you go up under a master to do apprenticeship.
Let's go. And what is her type of therapy called?
It's mototherapia. Her name is Mototherapy Con Angie. Angie Soto is her name. So please follow her. She's the best.
I love it. And then I heard you say learn from a master and basically apprentice, intern. But you literally invested in her program, learned, and then you must have been really good for her to say, I want you to come and be a part of the team. Yes?
Definitely.
Awesome. So with the Instamatic culture, I just was on TikTok seeing a popular influencer talk about her BBL, showing the results. And I've been seeing it on my timeline, and I'm not discrediting or talking negative or positive about it, but it does concern me because I feel like anything good that's coming quick may not be so good.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I have a close family member who did a specific procedure. I won't say what it is. It wasn't a BBL, but it was a weight loss procedure. And a couple years later, she unfortunately is no longer with us because she didn't, I don't even know why. I'm not even going to say why, but bottom line, she's no longer here. So when you talk about Instamatics and you talk about what you do, why do you think people opt to the Instamatic, which is unknown, you really don't know, A, will you get the results? B, if they're safe and healthy. And I know I just said a mouthful, y'all.
I want to watch my wording.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are sensitive.
Most definitely.
So
But keep it a buck, though. Keep it a buck, though.
Because we've seen somebody else do it, and we want to live through somebody else's lenses, first and foremost.
Okay. So we see someone else do it. We see their results, big booty, little waist, boobs propped up, and we want the same thing, or at least live through their lenses.
True. Also, but most of us don't do the research to know that a lot of them have done the wood therapy on a consistent basis, or they had the lymphatic massages,
okay,
or they've been drinking tea, or they've been doing other things to, I mean, the easy thing is the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The game time is the post-op, the results, the follow-up, you have to be able to really be consistent, because you can't go back to, you want to snatch waist, but you want chicken wings and pizza all the time. There's nothing
drinking,
wrong with
drinking, smoking cigarettes, yeah, and hookah.
Your body changed, but your mindset did. You stayed where you're still there. You took you with you. So
you took you with you. And guys, I didn't introduce myself. I'm a business therapist, right? So I specialize in mental health and mindset. And when she said your body may have changed, but your mindset stayed the same, I think that's very, very important. And at the end of the day, I think it boils down to self-worth. No matter what you look like Beyonce, you look like what's her name? Big girl, Lizzo. You look like Lizzo, or you in between. Does not matter what you look like. You are still enough. You are still beautiful, made just like you are. And I think at the end of the day, people think if they look a certain way, they will feel a certain way, they will be treated a certain way. And that is
true. And then when you get to be that certain way, you know why you are a certain way. So if you get, even let's say with a guy,
mm-hmm,
you got the guy for the certain way, now you're mad you're being treated, but you asked for this.
Correct. No matter how you change your body, you are still you.
Yeah.
So we have to work on the inner. However, so there's other ways to get the results that people want, yes, right? Holistic healing versus therapy, life coaching instead of therapy, therapy instead of XYZ. So tell us more about what you do and how people can still get the results, or close to the results, but it's in a different intrusive level, if you may.
Well, with the, for example, we'll say for with the massage,
mm-hmm,
most of my sessions are customized to the client's lifestyle. You know, so we focus in on those areas. So a lot of them releasing back pain, tension, mm-hmm, stress, things like that. With the mototherapia, the wood therapy, for example, I have a client who, when she came to see me, her BMI was 52.
Okay.
She's been coming to see me consistently. She travels from Alabama.
Okay.
She comes to see me twice a week.
Wow.
And she's now down to 47.
Mm.
Now that is great, considering I've been just using tools.
Yep.
To help her, you know, release toxins. Now she is eating better. She's walking more and doing some exercising.
Okay.
But that's great compared to, we've been doing this since she came to me. She started in September.
Yeah, that's not even 6 months.
Exactly.
Super cool.
So she's consistent. It's just about consistency. And she really wants to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really her. But you know what I mean? I am honored to assist, because I see her now. She wanted to do, her goal was to be able to not have to buy an additional seat or whatever they have for, you know, people that are larger on a plane.
Yep.
She was able to accomplish that. I remember the text she sent me, and she said, guess what? I'm in a seat by myself.
Mm.
And then she sent me a picture of her with like a little tube. She said, I got comfortable. And just the confidence in her. I mean, it's just overwhelming.
Oh, I already know.
Yes.
So how do you feel? Because I want to call you a coach in that at this point. And I know you might be a service provider. But, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm a business therapist, mm-hmm, as well, right? Mm-hmm. So I help people literally launch their coaching program. So when I hear about what you're doing, I feel like your business could be two part. Like, yes, you are physically doing things, but you're also a coach.
Yes.
If they didn't really connect with you, she wouldn't be telling you about X, Y, Z.
Not at all.
Right?
Because she's passing a lot of individuals to come see me in Atlanta.
Oh, hello. You know what I mean? On the road again. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So tell me, Kayla, where did this come from? Because I see confidence, I see perseverance, I see grit, I see grind, I see resiliency. But you didn't just wake up and say,
"Oh no,
I'm gonna do this." Like, tell us a little bit about you, if you don't mind, as much as you want.
Sure.
Because I really want people to know that we can do anything that we want to do in life and business. We just have to make a decision and do it, and know that it's not going to be easy, but it's possible. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I was a hot mess. No. I in my former life, I was a hustler.
Okay.
I liked money. I made a lot of money, but I made a lot of poor choices.
Gotcha.
I dealt with some very not so nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I did things that weren't the best decisions, and I wind up going to prison.
Okay.
And I was looking at 45 years for my crime.
You are listening to the Accountability On Demand podcast with host LaShawna West, your business therapist and mindset coach, to entrepreneurs and CEOs who are ready to level up in life and in business. Shifting your mindset is mandatory. It's time to get out of your own way. So let's plug in and let's learn and earn.
And in the process of that, I was getting myself together.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do the time, you know, when you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God I didn't have to do those numbers. I only did 5 years. And as I say to anyone, I was not snitching.
Because snitches get stitches.
Absolutely. I had a terrible divorce.
Okay.
I was always able to make money, assemble a team to do some hustle, some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But so I've had leadership qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know to the extent where they would lead me.
Mm.
So a horrible divorce.
Okay.
And I wanted to try something quick. I used to be an accounting manager investment group. So I wasn't corporate.
Gotcha.
But I just wanted to do something different because my ex-husband was gay and I didn't know it. So that was traumatic.
Okay. When did you find out about that?
I came home too early one day.
Okay. And this is before you went to?
Yes. This is, yeah. This is
okay. Before. Okay. What was your response? Was it physical?
Almost.
Okay.
I came home. Actually, I came home early from a business trip. Stopped. Got me a little nighty because I was going to entertain him.
Okay.
And, you know, when you have a house, unless you have a big estate, you know you hear the garage. No matter where, you hear that sound of the garage.
For sure.
So I came in, and as I'm coming closer through the foyer, coming upstairs, you know, I hear sounds. And I don't know, you got no chick in my house. Like, are you kidding me? So as I entered into our bedroom, I saw something that I
never thought
I would ever see.
Okay.
No signs.
No signs at all?
None. That's what was so devastating.
Okay. So he was on a down low, basically.
Basically, yes. Gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
I went into the closet, grabbed a firearm, pulled it, asked what was happening, and he was like, "This ain't happening. What do you mean?" And that moment. And I feel that it was just a moment of some clarity. Because my kids were on the way home from school. Now he's not their he was a great stepfather for them, but he's not their father.
Gotcha.
And I remember walking out and I put the gun down. It was just a moment. I'm glad I did.
Because you knew what you had at risk.
I'm glad. I don't even think it was. I just said that. So when I go outside, I don't remember much. All I remember is waking up, and the next day, I guess I had handcuffs on me. My mom is there. My mom, mind you, was in Atlanta. We didn't live in Atlanta at this time.
Okay.
So what happened is they said I was walking on the expressway. I had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, wow.
So I, mm-hmm. So when he came that next day, You know, my mom's like, I'm like, what happened? When he came to the door, I see him, you know, I start just screaming. My mom's like, okay, whatever it is, you did it, son. Go, you got to go. Because, you know, I was too embarrassed. I didn't want to speak.
Right, but you did remember that.
I did.
Yep.
And now how I got to where I was now, that is to this day, a block. I remember walking out the door. I can tell you, I can see myself walking out the door. Other than that, all I remember is waking up.
Yeah.
You know, so that was traumatic because insecurities as a child, not thinking you're not good enough from that to now thinking you have the man of your dreams and I'm not what you
How long were you guys together?
10 years. We were married 8. We were married 8 and kind of, you know, dated.
So all that trauma and stuff, childhood literally flashed you in your face and resurfaced.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think any of that traumatic event led to the next situation where you were incarcerated? None at all?
Just stealing money. No.
Okay.
It was embezzling money.
Okay. No, I just wanted to ask.
No, I don't. Because we had a good life. We had a good life.
And did the embezzlement help you to have the good life that you had?
Well, yes and no. He was in the music industry. He was straight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it helped.
Gotcha.
And I just had an image to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest with you. And then I just had access.
I got you.
And then a lot of times people were not paying attention, and I was in charge of the money, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was able to, when I was younger, I did some foolish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, you like I said, you take you with you.
Yeah,
for
sure.
No matter where you go. So, yeah.
What did you learn in the 5 years that you were away? Because you had a lot of time for yourself.
For me, the beauty in that, now, I won't lie to you, I've been in prison twice. When I was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was foolish. I like dope boys and like do those things.
Okay.
So I had to deal with that. That was just a little smack on the hand.
Right.
So I felt I'm smarter. Now I'm going to show you how I can get away with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
For some reason, we think we can beat a game we never create, which it will never.
It'll always catch up with you. Yeah.
You know, but with this, I was in a different mindset. So I was able to actually talk to some of the ladies and like, I was just different,
mm-hmm.
but I knew this was just a part of, I had to go through this to get to what I needed to get to.
Amen.
And when I came home, I joined a network marketing company.
TLC?
No. it was called actually My Econ. But
okay.
What was so funny about it is when the guy that walked out on stage, he was a childhood friend. He's Brian Bean.
Oh, I know him.
Brian,
I love
like,
him.
Whatever Brian is doing, I'm with whatever.
And sign
like,
me up.
Kayla, you know, Brian, behind that, Brian really got in the mud with me and helped me really develop myself. So
wow.
Every time I'm somewhere, I'm like, listen, Brian helped open doors, open my mind, and open rooms for
me. Yep.
You know, he's amazing.
He is.
You know,
we'll drop his info in the description.
Definitely.
Y'all, I love Brian Bean.
Follow him.
Yeah,
definitely. So
awesome.
You know, that's kind of, for me, it was kind of like just trial and error.
Most definitely.
Realizing you're here for a reason.
And every decision you make is for a reason.
Yes.
And the learning opportunity is for a reason.
Yes.
So first of all, I want to thank you for being vulnerable because you don't really know me. Actually, you don't know me from a can of paint, right? However, you're vulnerable enough and transparent to share your story here on the Accountability On Demand podcast. And I always tell people, your story is not for you. My story is not for me.
That's true.
Our story is for others because we get to support and impact through our story. It takes a lot for us to share a little, a middle, or even a lot. And for you to share what you shared today, somebody out there is watching that you potentially will change their life or even give them hope after they've made a decision of XYZ, right? So thank you for sharing that. And now what I want to do is really talk about your elevation, what you have on the horizon with your brand, with you as a woman, with you as a mom, because in this new season, that's the mantra that we have is elevation. And it's not just about this, y'all. We can make money. That's clear.
Gotcha. Yes.
But in order for it to be sustainable, we have to know who we are, whose we are, and who we impact. So what's on the horizon for you in regards to elevation?
Like you said, I definitely need to get the coaching program going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled to do my first class
What kind of class?
The Mototherapy. Angie's willing to fly in, but her schedule's just so, you know, she wants to fly in and while I do my first
Nice.
class. So
So
I'm
you got
excited about that.
support.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So what's the next step? She said she's gonna come. You got the date together?
No.
Okay, so we need a date. You got the place?
No.
Okay, we need a place. And I'm gonna tell you have pop up and
I see
create.
that. I see
Okay?
that. I see
So
that.
you got a place,
I
you need a
believe, yeah,
date,
I do.
and then you got to start marketing and welcome people to the experience.
Yes,
Yes? So the class is going to happen within what time frame? Look, we're doing accountability
Look.
coaching right now, y'all. I ain't
Well, she
playing.
had asked me about it and we said February, but I got to get back to her because I know she has some things going on.
Okay.
February is my birthday month, and I thought about like maybe, you know, either
Nice.
February, March. You know, we're gonna get
February,
it out the way.
March.
We're gonna
Y'all
get it out
hearing
the way.
that? Hold on, let me. I'm sorry. When you said
February, March, y'all. I'll get better with the actual
February,
dates.
March-ish. And it's funny, I know two people right now who do what you do, but they're not on that level. So I already know two potential leads, if you may, that would need to be in the room at your
Okay,
event.
okay, okay,
Right?
okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Now I'm going into coaching mode. If you don't know, guys, I am a business therapist, a mindset coach. Have you been sharing your expertise on social so people know you exist?
Not as much as I should.
Okay. Because this is the thing. We got the bomb.com person coming in. We got the space, everything set up. But if nobody knows you exist, nobody knows what's going on. So we have to warm up the market for what you have. So off record, once we get done, we're gonna have a plan.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. I don't care how dope you are, if you don't open your mouth and share, nobody knows you exist,
True.
right? So
True.
even if you're going live one day a week, you got your social media posts teaching about the pain points and the impact of what you do. And then you can even do like a series, three-part series. What
I can
it is,
hear it, yeah.
why it's important, and how to get tapped in. That's a campaign
Okay.
that will enable you to warm up your market so they know you exist. They go and click, they go and buy, and then they're gonna have their butt in a seat. Does that
Got
make
you.
sense?
Yes.
I know
Yes.
I just said that out like butter because this is what I do,
Got you.
right? I'm an expert at what I do. You're an expert at what you do. I don't know nothing about. I can't even say mono. What's it called? What's it called?
Mototherapy. You say wood therapy.
Monopia. I can't even say it. But that's why we got to stay in our lane. And once we go deep in our lane, when people put in Wood Therapy, Atlanta, Georgia, boop, you need to be coming up.
Because
Okay.
that's how I got Sev DeLisa.
Perfect.
She's an Iranian pop star, so
Nice.
she got it. So I have one of the shooters. You know, Brandon shot me his team. I
I
have a
do.
shooter that comes, but it's honestly just me getting comfortable to
Yeah.
talk because I've had to be so discreet. Now it's like,
Because you engage with famous people, correct?
yes. So it was kind of like I don't, you know. So my son, exactly what you said. My son said, "Mom, look at it like this. It's like being in a mall. You know how you see those kiosks, and you just, Mama, nobody knows you down at the end of the hall."
You gotta come off from that
I was like,
kiosk.
"Wow,
That was a
okay."
great
You know what I mean? I
analogy.
was like,
Yeah.
"Okay, son." He was like, "Mom, you have to." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So you know, it's just really been me, and I have major support, major access. It's just about getting. It's about showtime. It's me. I'll never BS. It's me.
I would say it's just to be specific. I hear it's you. I would say it's about us getting out of our own way and doing what we need to do, even though we're comfortable and it feels weird in regards to the stretch. You can still make money doing what you're doing, But if you want to elevate and be more instructor, be more coach, grow your community, we have to come from behind a chair. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let the people know where they can reach you just in case they want to tap in with your services, they want to tap in with you on social. Where can they reach you?
ATL Body Works. You can just tap that in on all social sites. The website is atlbodyworksco.com. And yeah, that's it. I'm at 1075 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta. Suite 118. Come and see me as I got it from the amazing Mindy Davis, Nehemiah Davis's wife. Come get these hands.
Oh, I love it. Look, name drop. And for those who are tuning into the Accountability on Demand podcast, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe. If you would like to be a guest and be here live at Pop Up and Create, which is a multi-purpose content creation studio, we would love for you to tap in. LaShawna West here, Accountability on Demand podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys. Hey guys, LaShawna West here, owner of Pop Up and Create. I'm so excited that you're tapping in to our multi-purpose content creation studio. At Pop Up and Create, it is a creative's haven. Co-working, photo shoots, podcasts, events, the whole nine. So if you're wondering, where do I go to create? Pop Up and Create.